Today is March 29th, as I'm doing this Beyond Today daily, and it is a historic day for those in the United Kingdom because it is today that Brexit becomes an official reality. I was watching the news this morning before coming into my office and seeing the reaction in the British Parliament as the Prime Minister, Theresa May, was reading up to the Parliament discussing her signing of the letter that was officially delivered today to the President of the EU, Mr. Donald Tusk from Poland, where Britain, the United Kingdom, has triggered what is called Article 50, that part of the official document of the European Union that has made the official process of a nation withdrawing from the EU now an actual fact. And so begins today, something that, in Prime Minister May's words, is a historic moment for the EU. The reaction is still uncertain as to how this will impact the relationship of Great Britain, the UK, to Europe and to other nations. They feel that they can do this in a parallel type of form that will still benefit the EU, benefit the United Kingdom. It's very interesting. It's going to be a lot of analysis, and this is going to be something very important to watch because essentially, the United Kingdom is wanting to keep their own national sovereignty by extracting themselves from the EU, of which they have been a part since 1973, more than 43 years. And it is actually triggering a great deal of debate and concern and anxiety among leaders in the world today to see exactly how this will impact world affairs. It's never been done. It comes at a very critical moment for the European Union and in the world affairs at large. It comes down to a matter of sovereignty, Britain's desire to be the master of their own fate. And so as they pull away from this union, there's a great deal to watch, to understand, and to consider when it comes to geopolitics, world affairs, but also regarding Bible prophecy and our understanding of where we are in the nations, in God's plan and purpose for all the nations. I'll talk more about that in my next BT Daily, where we'll talk a little bit about how all of this fits into some of the other larger issues, even including those that have been espoused by the American president, Donald Trump. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.